Hi, I'm your host, Brad Riddle, and I have an invitation for you. Make sure you're getting the Sports Wax newsletter, where we share this podcast and where we give away a PSA-graded card each week. To subscribe, visit grumpybuck.com. That's G-R-U-M-P-Y-B-U-C-K, like the deer, .com. Find Sports Wax Podcast in the menu, go to the page, enter your email, and you're on the list. It only takes a moment. Also, please consider sharing this podcast with someone who loves sports, especially someone who loves golf, which is the topic of this episode. Some sports moments are so transcendent, so unbelievable, they feel almost like fairy tales in hindsight. As we get ready for the Masters in a few days, this episode covers a moment just like that, one of the most magical moments in sports history. I hope you enjoy.
The Augusta National, golf's greatest stage. The Masters, a tradition unlike any other.
It's April 13th, 1986, Sunday at the Masters. It's a beautiful day in Augusta, Georgia. Ideal temperature, plenty of sun, just a little wind. It's perfect. The leaders are making their way through the front nine as Brent Musburger opens the broadcast for CBS. He's telling the viewers about the weather, the announcers spread across the course, and the contenders from around the world who sit atop a crowded leaderboard. There's Spain's Seve Ballesteros, who's already won two Masters. Australia's Greg Norman, one of the best players in the world. And Tom Kite, who finished second at the Masters just 3 years ago. Here's the thing, though. Musburger's talking about the weather, the announcers, and the contenders, but not once has he mentioned the guy who will actually win the tournament in just a few hours. The players and announcers, the people in the gallery, everyone watching at home, they're about to witness the greatest back nine in golf history, and no one has a clue. This is Sports Wax, a weekly documentary where we explore sports stories from yesteryear, memories of players, coaches, and games that take us back in time. Welcome to Episode 8, Middle-Aged Man Does the Impossible.
Well, I see trouble all in my way. I don't know why, but I will know by and by and by and by.
The singing of the Caddy Quartet in front of the clubhouse means just one thing. Springtime in Augusta. The red bud in bloom.
The Masters is the world's premier golf tournament, home to the greatest champions in history. We're talking about Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, and Arnold Palmer. In 1963, a first-time winner joined the all-time greats by grabbing his first green jacket.
Then the tension builds, for young Jack Nicklaus is now playing the 18th, needing only a par to clinch the title.
Jack Nicklaus is a stocky and strong Ohioan. His build plus his blonde hair earn him the nickname the Golden Bear. And now he's the Masters champion.
Nicklaus sinks it, and by the margin of one stroke, at 286 total, he's the new Masters champion.
He'll complete the career Grand Slam by 1966, winning the Masters plus the U.S. Open, the British Open, and the PGA Championship. But nowhere is his greatness more evident than at Augusta National.
Over to the 16th.
Yes, Nicklaus. He's got a putt up the hill, 35 to 40 feet.
This is April 13th, 1975. Nicklaus is trying to keep pace with Tom Weisskopf, who's atop the leaderboard. He's on number 16, trailing by a shot, and he's got a 40-foot putt for birdie.
Now, up the hill.
Oh, did you ever see one like that? I think that's one of the greatest putts I've ever seen in my life.
Nicklaus goes to 12 under, which ends up being the winning score. It's his fifth green jacket, moving him past Arnold Palmer for the most all-time. He keeps winning majors in the following years, the British Open in 1978, the U.S. Open and PGA Championship in 1980. But then he turns 40, and the winning stops.
was anything, the wind really dominated the first round here at Augusta. But Bill Crutchard from Fort Wayne,
back to 1986. Nicholas is 46 years old now. He hasn't won a tournament of any kind since 1984. He hasn't won a major in 6 years. He hasn't won the Masters in more than a decade. Usually when he shows up at Augusta, he holds a Wednesday press conference. This year, for the first time in decades, it's canceled. He's getting old now, the head of the Writers Association says. We don't want to embarrass him. And Jack seemingly agrees. Once upon a time, he'd start preparing for Augusta in January. This year, he started thinking about Augusta in January, but he didn't start preparing until March. His mom and sister are staying with him. It's the first time they've watched him at the Masters since 1959. And his son Jackie is caddying for him. It's like he's playing on his own terms, like he wants to make some memories. And here's one other thing. Jack's trying out a new putter, the McGregor Response GT615, which has an oversized aluminum head. It's odd-looking enough that Nicholas asked, "Is this a joke?" the first time he saw it. But hey, when you're 46 and it's been years since you won a major, what do you have to lose? On Thursday, he shoots a 2 over 74, and he's nowhere near the top of the leaderboard. On Friday, he shoots a 71 to easily make the cut. On Saturday, he shoots a 69 to move to 2 under for the tournament, just 4 shots back of the lead. He visits the trainer that night. As the trainer works on Jack's neck, Jack outlines hole by hole the shots he needs to make, the scores he needs to card. "I think it will take 66 to tie," he tells the trainer, "and a 65 to win." Only twice in 27 years has Jack shot a 65 or better at Augusta National. And on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, he's not making any progress. Nicholas would later say that he felt really good on the front nine, but that nothing happened. But now comes the back nine.
Drops back to 7, we go to 10.
Earlier, Jack Nicklaus for birdie to go 4 under par. And the bear is stalking. Come on, Jack, smile. That's it.
More than 30 minutes into its broadcast, CBS mentions Jack Nicklaus for the first time. He's now 4 under for the tournament, 4 back of Ballesteros in the lead. It all has an "isn't this nice" sort of feel to it. The 5-time champ is hanging around on Sunday at the Masters. As Jack lines up for another birdie putt on number 11, CBS takes it live this time.
Let's go to 11.
Nicklaus to move 5 under. Is it enough? Is it enough? Yes! Three birdies in a row for Nicklaus. 9, 10, and 11.
Now it's getting fun, right? That's 5 under. But it's not all good fortune on the back nine for Jack Nicklaus. On the par 3 12th, his tee shot lands off the green, leaving him a tough chip.
That's where he left. I have a feeling Jack was probably trying to play the shot safely. He just pulled it from where he was aiming.
That's a bogey at number 12, back to 4 under, with just 6 holes to play. After Jack birdies 13 to get back to 5 under, CBS's Ken Venturi laments what might have been if he hadn't bogeyed 12.
And I guess all the way home now to the 18th, he will hear this same applause in tribute of a 5-times master champion. And his valentry today at 4 under par. A tribute well deserved.
As the announcers are talking about the valiant effort, as though his charge is over, Jack pars number 14 to stay at 5 under. And then the most important few minutes of the tournament unfold. Golf is unique. In football, you line up directly across from your opponent. In baseball, you stand in a batter's box 60 feet away from the pitcher. In basketball, hockey, and tennis, you share a court or rink with the competition. But that's not the case in golf. In golf, you can be neck and neck, head to head with someone that you can't even see. It creates a different kind of competitive psychology. You're left to look at the scoreboard between holes, to ask someone in the gallery for an update, to stand over a putt and hear a roar in the distance and wonder, did I just lose the lead? That dynamic will play out over and over again this afternoon.
Just about where Watson drove it. We go to 15.
Jack Nicklaus has 200 yards, and he never needed an eagle more.
There so, been three Jack's sitting 200 yards from the green on the par 5 15th. As he gets ready to hit, he turns to his son, Jackie, his caddy, and says, do you think a three would go a long way here? What he's saying is, if I can eagle this hole and move to 7 under, we're right in the thick of things. Here's the shot.
And he's got a chance. He's got a very, very good chance.
He's on the green and two with a long putt for eagle. Listen to Ben Wright call it for CBS with one of the great sound bites from golf history.
And he will wait for absolute quiet. And this to go 7 under par.
The battle is joined. My goodness. There's life in the old bear yet. Magnificent stuff. And that information will percolate back to Seve Ballesteros as he goes to the 15th tee, where he will have to wait.
Back on the 15th tee box, Seve Ballesteros and Tom Kite can no doubt hear the roar. Seve's leading the tournament at 9 under, and Kite's not far behind at 7 under. They both hit monster drives, both going for the same eagle that Jack just carded. Nicklaus is moving to the par 3, number 16. Here's his tee shot, as called by his old rival Tom Weisskopf and a young Jim Nantz.
No, seriously, he is just going to fire this right at the pin. He's going to think, Jack, this is time right now. Make the swing that you are capable of making. Stay down, accelerate through the ball, make a good golf swing. Your destiny is right here.
It's right at it. Oh my.
His shot lands just feet above the pin and rolls back inches from the cup. 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus taps in a 3-foot putt to move to 8 under, just one shot off the lead. At the same time, 29-year-old Seve Ballesteros, the leader at 9 under, is just 198 yards from the green on number 15 when disaster strikes.
Just a little breath of wind from right to left. That'll be a 4-iron.
Oh, he's pulled it. He has pull-hooked that. That's destined for the water. And the foreign invasion is reeling under the bear's attack.
Ballesteros bogeys to fall back to 8 under. Kite birdies to move up to 8 under. And they're now in a three-way tie for the lead with Jack Nicklaus. Jack hits a wayward tee shot on number 17, but he's able to reach the green with a creative approach between two pine trees. There's one moment from this Masters that people remember more than any other. It's the sight of Jack Nicklaus, his oversized, odd-looking putter raised above his head, coaxing a long birdie putt into the hole. That scene's about to take place on number 17. Where Nicklaus has an 18-foot birdie putt to go 9 under and take the outright lead. Here's the moment as called by Vern Lundquist for CBS.
This is for sole possession of the lead.
Oh.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
There's something special about the Sunday afternoon walk up the 18th fairway at Augusta. Just days earlier, Jack Nicklaus might have imagined making this walk somewhere in the middle of the pack, the crowd standing and cheering to honor his lifetime of accomplishments. Today, at this moment, he makes the walk to the green as the outright leader at 9-under, his ball in good position for a 2-putt and a par. His first putt leaves him inches short, and then he taps in to finish the incredible round. Here's the call from Ken Venturi and Pat Summerall of CBS.
What a round. What a player. Ah, beautiful. That tells it all right there.
It really does.
Jack shakes hands with Sandy Lyle, his playing partner, and he hugs his son, his caddy, Jackie, who's been on the bag for one of the greatest comebacks in sports history. Jack Nicklaus started the day at 2-under, 4 shots off the lead. He made the turn at 3-under, 5 shots off the lead. And then he played the back nine and 6 strokes under par to take the outright lead at 46 years old. But this thing isn't over yet. Ballesteros 3-putts at 17 to fall out of contention. But Tom Kite makes par to remain at 8-under, just 1 shot back of Nicklaus. On 18, Kite has a makeable birdie putt to force a playoff.
This putt is going to go a little bit to his left, and this is one putt right here. Don't be short. Short. He had to hit it. He lost its speed, took the break. The only thing it lacked was a little more speed.
But the tournament's still not over yet. Greg Norman, the young Australian, was the leader at the start of the round at 6-under. But as Ballesteros and Kite and Nicklaus ascended, Norman fell apart. A double bogey on number 10 left him at 5-under, seemingly out of contention. Now, playing in the final pairing, Norman's coming back from the dead. He birdied number 14, and then he birdied number 15, and then he birdied number 16, and here he is on number 17 with another birdie putt that could tie him with Nicklaus.
Yes, sir! My gracious, what a day.
Pat Summerall and Ken Venturi reflect on just how incredible this Sunday round has been.
Well, Ken Venturi and I were just talking. I can't remember, and I've been here 19 years now. I can't remember a Masters like this.
I came here, my first Masters was in 1954, and I can't remember a golf tournament to top this one.
All Norman needs is a par on 18 to force a playoff that would start on the 10th hole. A birdie wins it for him outright. Nicklaus is in the Bobby Jones cabin near number 10, watching on TV as Norman hits a perfect drive. There's a crowd gathering at the 10th green, anticipating the playoff. But then comes Norman's approach shot.
Look out, right side. Look out, right gallery.
Way back into the gallery.
To the gallery.
Right of the bunker. Way back in the crowd.
He will have to call upon all of the talents he had at the beginning of the round, Pat, where he saved par at the first, the second, and the fourth holes. He now is faced with one of the most difficult little pitches down the hill you ever saw, and there's the dejection that you see.
Norman's in big trouble here. After a bump-and-run chip down the hill and onto the green, Norman's left with a 12-footer for par, and he misses.
Jack Nicklaus has just won his sixth Masters.
23 years after winning his first green jacket, at 46 years old, Jack Nicklaus is the Masters champion yet again. A crowd gathers around a smiling Jack Nicklaus as he makes the walk from the Bobby Jones cabin near number 10 back to Butler cabin. In an interview with Brent Musburger and Augusta National chairman Hord Hardin, Jack reflects on what it all means.
But this one certainly at age 46, and as many people have said, in December of my career, it's got to be as big as any of them, that's for sure. And, you know, this, to win the Masters tournament, Hard, people don't realize that the way you set up this golf tournament, the way you set up the golf course, the way you have the pin placements, the way you have the speeds of the green, it's really, frankly, is a young man's tournament, because you really have to have super nerves to be able to putt the greens. They are very, very difficult. And it's a matter of not only playing good golf, but being able to compose yourself, and I was able to do that this week.
Great.
Last year's champion, Bernhard Langer, puts the green jacket on Jack Nicklaus. It's his last Masters and last major championship, and what a way to go out. As the CBS broadcast signs off, pro shops around the country are flooded with phone calls. Everyone has the same exact question. Do you have that putter? As the sun sets over Augusta, Georgia, Ken Venturi and Jim Nance, two of the broadcasters from the CBS team, run into each other. You may one day live to see 50 of these, Venturi tells Nance, but you will never see a day like this ever again around Augusta National. It's been 39 years, and so far, that statement is true. We've yet to see anything like it.
Well, it's springtime in the valley.
Sports Wax is a documentary series brought to you by GrumpyBuck.com, GrumpyBuck.com. Subscribe to get new episodes that share a sports memory with a heavy dose of nostalgia each week.
Who'll wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon? Who walked that 18th fairway? Sang his tune. Augusta, your dogwoods and pines, they play on my mind like a song. Augusta, it's you that I love, and it's you that I miss when I'm gone. Well, it's Watson, Byron Nelson, DeMary, Crenshaw, Player, Steve, and it's Amen Corner. Hogan's perfect swing. It's Saracen's double eagle at the 15th and 35. And the spirit of Clifford Roberts that keeps it alive. August, your dogwoods and pines, they play on my mind like a song. Augusta, you know it's you that I love, and it's you that I miss when I'm gone. It's a City.